So we heard, my sources tell me, that it was a collaborative effort, a collaborative decision between the coaching staff and the players at North Carolina to not play in the NIT. But I have read now in multiple places that it was not, that it was simply the decision of Hubert Davis, even though I've been told by people I trust totally that it was collaborative. I don't know. I'm not sure it matters, other than there is conflicting, there are conflicting thoughts about it. Ross Martin, Inside Carolina, joins us on the Adam Gold Show. I don't know who to believe, but I will believe you if you tell me what's going on there.
Hey, Adam. Yeah, I think you have it right. I mean, I think it was a collaborative decision. I actually spoke to Bubba Cunningham on Monday a little bit. And I think all these decisions, big decisions like this, are made between the coaching staff, administration. But the players did have a vote. I think a lot is being made of that vote, because it's kind of like you let the players decide what they want. But apparently the players voted and many voted to play. And I think the majority voted not to play. But, you know, this is a lot of sourced intel,
yeah.
But definitely some players voted to play. But ultimately the decision was that UNC was going to refuse the NIT bid. And here we are. UNC's not playing more games.
And they're done, and whatever it is. I know there are a lot of people who go, let's just end this season. I am not of that mind. I am not emotionally invested in it. It's easy for me to say that. And I fully understand that. I know there are fans who wanted this to be over. It's clear that there are players in that locker room who also wanted it to be over. I'm reading this in USA Today, and Puff Johnson said that he had no idea that there was a player vote. His dad said it shouldn't. I mean, he's one of the players, although there were some issues with Puff this year, if I'm not mistaken. So maybe they voted without him. I'm not sure. But his dad, and remember, Cam Johnson, his brother, was a great player at UNC. His dad, Gilbert, said it shouldn't have been a player vote. It should have been up to the coach. And he said they should have played. And I think Puff wanted to play. So, I mean, these things don't reflect well on the entire situation, no?
Yeah, I mean, the parents coming out, especially Mr. Johnson there, kind of coming out and, you know, speaking his mind, which he has the right to do, is a little concerning about the dynamics. You know how parents are.
I think
the Johnson you read that had no knowledge of the vote was his dad. His dad had no knowledge of a vote.
I'm sure
Puff did. I'm kind of reading the article here.
Yes, that's right. You're right. It is about Gilbert Johnson, not Puff Johnson. My fault.
Yeah,
my fault.
So. Yeah, I mean, it's a bizarre scene. I mean, my opinion, I see both sides. And we've talked about this. We have podcasts almost every day at Inside Carolina. And we talked about this last night. And a bunch of guys talked about this Sunday night on kind of our breaking podcast. I see both sides. I see the advantage of getting your young players to play. But would Hubert play his young players? UNC was one of the used the bench, one of the fewest of any team in the country.
Yeah.
So if they would play the NIT, were we going to see Dontre Styles, DeMarco Dunn, Seth Trimble, Jalen Washington, and Tyler Nickel? Who knows? It might have been the same group of some of the most veteran players in college basketball. You had 2 5th-year seniors. You had a senior in Baycott, and you had Caleb Love and RJ Davis who've been starters for 3 years. Like, do they need to play in the NIT? Do they need the experience? The season was over. The goal was to get back to the Final Four. They fell far short of that. So I don't know if there was any advantage in playing in the NIT unless you were going to play the young players. And now Tyler Nickel is already in the transfer portal. We're waiting to hear more. You know, there's a couple other guys that could enter. So the whole team could kind of be flipped around by the time we're talking in a week or two now. And UNC wanted to get ahead of the transfer portal, wanted to start getting the names, figured out who they need, wanted to figure out what their roster was. And that was kind of the message by Hubert Davis and crew. Like, let's figure out what we need for next season. Let's get our roster set. Let's move forward and focus on next year. And that's kind of what they did.
Yeah, I think we have to probably address, and not this is not you and I, but the sport needs to address the timeline here. Probably shouldn't have an active free agency period while the seasons are still going on. Because if you're in the NIT, you're occupied there. If you're in the NCAA tournament, you're occupied there. Meanwhile, was it J.J. Starling went from Notre Dame to Syracuse before the ink is dry anywhere. You mentioned Tyler Nickel. I read that he was already in the portal. Justin McCoy, already in the portal. I'm reading now that Dontrez Styles is thinking about entering the transfer portal. Again, about the how the calendar impacts this, but if Hubert says, look, we're playing in the NIT because this is who we are. We play. We have Juwan Howard, the head coach at Michigan. I don't know if you heard those comments after their win last night. Like, it's a tournament. It's a credible tournament. We're going to play because this is what we do. We want to respect this this event as well. And so they put their team out there. They were supposed to be much better than they turned out to be. Different situations. I'm not even arguing that it's identical. But if North Carolina puts a team on the floor and they say, who wants to come? So if Baycott wants to beg off, he can beg off. We can pretend it's just about the ankle and let those guys make their decision. But then you give these other guys a chance to actually play because, as you pointed out, they needed to play.
Yeah, I mean, fans are not happy with it. A lot of fans, maybe the most vocal fans, are unhappy with the fact that UNC turned down the NIT. It's kind of given up. It's kind of quitting. It's thrown in the towel. You know, Hubert Davis said when he was hired that UNC would show up.
Right.
This is not showing up. This is, you're invited, like you said, I mean, it's NIT. Look, it's not the NCAA tournament, but it is kind of the secondary tournament. There's a lot of good teams playing there. And not everybody makes the NCAA tournament every year. So there is this kind of situation where, like, look, you're playing the game. Go out and compete. Get some more experience. Go win an NIT championship and build towards next year. Roy Williams did that in 2009-10 with the team, but they had young players. They had John Henson was a freshman. Dexter Strickland was a freshman. Tyler Zeller was a sophomore. So that was a young team.
Ed Davis was on that team too, I think.
Yeah, that was Ed Davis' last year, though. He was a sophomore. Okay. The seniors on that team were Marcus Ginyard and Deion Thompson. But, like I said, I see both sides. There is a little bit of an arrogance, kind of UNC elitism in not playing, saying maybe we're too good for this tournament. That's one way that I think a lot of opposing fans, NC State fans, people on Twitter are going to say about Carolina. Yeah. I'm hearing it from my NC State buddies. UNC's getting dragged on social media. But look, if UNC went out there and lost in the first or second round, you get dragged that way too. Yeah. There's a lot of a lose-lose situation here. But I mean, we're moving on. We're not writing much about NIT anymore and those decisions. And we're looking to see, you know, the transfer portal and who's leaving, who's staying, because that's kind of what's real right now.
Two more things for Ross Martin from Inside Carolina. Appreciate your time at @RossMartin_IC. The Scoop Pod and all the other pods that they've got at Inside Carolina. When you spoke to Bubba Cunningham, did he offer an opinion as to whether or not he thought they should have played or not?
It's a little off-record situation here, but I think the company line over there is kind of what I said. Like, this is a veteran group. Like, what was the benefit for this veteran team that was – I mean, everything was built towards a Final Four run. You know, how much could they really gain from going to the NCAA tournament or going to the NIT tournament?
Like, those players, nothing. Right, yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't think Baycott wanted to play with it based on what he said after the loss to Virginia in the AC tournament. Caleb Love said he did want to play, but how much would they have been kind of motivated to play and win, right?
100%.
You know, so
I totally understand.
It's very interesting. It's good sports radio talk, I'll tell you that.
Oh, it is tremendous. It certainly gave me a lot of different angles to this story. And then finally, how many of the – we know Leaky Black is gone. Armando can come back. Caleb and RJ can both come back. How many of those three players are going to come back?
We pretty much think, I think this is pretty public. We think Caleb Love's going to move on, whether that's transfer portal. I'm not trying to break news here or anything, but that's a general sentiment. I'm not trying to give away any paywall information, but that's a general sentiment about Caleb Love, that he'll either look to transfer or go the pro route in some fashion. And I think RJ Davis, I think he's going to come back. You know, that's kind of realistic. You know, he's a junior. I don't think the NBA is the option right now. And, you know, I think he loves Carolina and has been a good player for UNC. And I think Baycott, I mean, that's kind of the question mark. I think at this point, there's a lean towards him coming back. I think midseason he would have liked to go pro or check something else out. But, like, he's making a lot of money in NIL.
Yes.
He's making more money in NIL than he can in the G League. Yep. I mean, G League salaries are, what, like 30, 40, 50K?
It's not a lot.
I mean, he's making close to $1 million in NIL in, like, legitimate deals with legitimate companies, including, like, a horse breeding company, which I think is hilarious. But, you know, he's got Roback. He's got local restaurants. He's got Crocs. I mean, he's got a deal with Crocs. It's crazy. So I think you could – there's a good expectation that the Bacot could come back. And, look, you have RJ and Bacot, and then, you know, some other guys come back, and you bring in some freshmen, you add three or four transfers, you know, UNC's in a decent spot. They need to add shooters, perimeter scorers, athletes. That's what they need. They need perimeter shooters. So that's what the target is in the transfer portal.
Ross Martin, I did not realize he was a horse breeding deal. That's phenomenal. I'm never going
to. I read an article about it. I talked to the guy. He's like a UNC fan, and he just signed an NIL deal with a horse breeding company.
Man.
I didn't get the connection.
Next time I talk about Armando Bacot being a stud down low, I'll just dot, dot, dot. Ross Martin, right, from Inside Carolina at @RossMartin_IC. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Adam. I'll see you.
You got it. Holy cow, that's funny.